fuck Freedom 35. It's fucking stupid anyway.
Oh, why don't you think about what you're talking about here, Ricky? Cat alone.
Don't fucking stare at me.
It's a Freedom 35 project. Few fellas talking a load of waffle with some shit music thrown in for good measures. It's a reason not to be cheerful.
Freedom 35, motherfucker!
Right, well, welcome to the Freedom 35 podcast, episode 4. Here with Sense and Lino.
Yeah, what's going on?
Nice. We've got loads of new features this time around. We've got the monthly Freedom 35 mix. Well, maybe not monthly. Every 2-3 weeks.
Did you like it? Did you hear my shit, yeah?
I did. I liked your selection. There's some good tunes in that.
I'm still thinking periodically is a good way to say.
Periodically, yeah. Well, what else? We've got a blog.
I wrote a blog. That's what I'm saying. The secretary come through and wrote a blog. I don't see anyone else doing that.
Nice typing skills.
Yeah. I'm an audio typist. And we need to let you know where you can get at us if you want to get involved. Sensible, why don't you tell us?
yeah, what a brilliant idea. Let's get Sense to do it here. All right, at Facebook is The Freedom.
Let's start that again.
I hate doing this bit. Right, for Facebook people, The Freedom 35 Project. At Twitter, it's at F35 Project. If you want to email us for whatever reason, it is freedom35project@gmail.com. We are on Podomatic and iTunes under the name Freedom 35 Project, which is like Podomatic's like a blog. What is it? Like
it's
a podcast site. Yeah, yeah. Just a podcast site. And also, we have a new blog, which is some gangster shit. And you can,
that's on how WordPress. WordPress. You go to WordPress, search Freedom 35, you'll find our blog.
No, fuck WordPress. I'll just put a link on the Facebook. But that's there.
Yeah, all
you
need is Facebook, really, and you'll get links to everything.
The root of all evil. Exactly. All you need is just fucking have something in your life that is essentially a bad thing, is ruining it, making people stupid, making the world around you stupid.
I understand what you're saying, but it's,
if you don't
it's,
do Facebook then, big up you, you can just shout us on, you can just email us or send us a letter or whatever.
But it is the hub of all things Freedom 35, unfortunately.
Right, yeah, in bed with the devil, aren't we?
Exactly.
Looks like we failed in not getting drunk again. Should we play some music?
First up,
mate, I've had one can of Fosters, bro.
Yeah, no, I'm failed behavior. Either.
I failed.
Yeah, so I think you failed on the whole not getting drunk thing, whereas we've like stoically passed.
Yeah. Anyway, first up, we've got some classic hip hop. Wu-Tang, hit it.
There, everywhere.
So what's up, man?
Coolin', man.
Chillin'. Yo, you know I had to call. You know why, right?
Why?
Because, yo, I never ever called and asked you to play something, right?
Yeah.
You know what I want to hear, right?
What you want to hear?
I want to hear that Wu-Tang.
Wu-Tang again?
Yeah, again and again. Wu-Tang Clan coming at ya. Watch your step, kid. Watch your step, kid. Watch your step, kid.
Like smoking Joe Frazier, the Hellraiser, raising hell with the flavor. Terrorize the jam like troops in Pakistan. Swinging through your town like your neighborhood Spider-Man. So all tick-tock and keep ticking. Well, I get you flipping off the shit I'm kicking. The Lone Ranger, co-ed, danger. Deep in the dark with the art to rip the charts apart. The vandal, too hot to handle your battle. You're saying goodbye like Devin Campbell. Roughneck, Inspector Dex on the set. The rebel, I make more noise than heavy metal.
The way I make the crowd go wild. Sit back, relax, won't smile. Ray got it going on, pal. Call me the rap assassinator. Rhymes rugged and built like Schwarzenegger. And I'ma get mad deep like a threat. Blow up your project, then take all your assets. Cause I came to shake the frame in half with the thoughts that bomb. Shit like math. So if you wanna try to flip, yo, flip on the next man. Cause I grab the clip and hit you with 16 shots and more I got. Going to war with the melting pot.
It's the Method Man for short, Mr. Map. Move it on your left. And set it off, get it off, let it off like a gat. I wanna break food, cop me back. Small change, they putting shame in the game. I take game and blow that nigga out the frame. And like fame, my style will live forever. Niggas crossing over like they don't know no better. But I do, true, can I get a suit? Not respect due to the 1-6, ooh, I mean, oh. Yo, check out the flow like the Hudson
your head like a nurse. I'll attack any nigga who's slack in his mat. Come fully packed with the fat on the stack. Shame on you when you step through. Two, the old dirty bastard, straight from the Brooklyn Zoo. And I'll be damned if I let any man come to my center. You enter the winter, straight up and down that shit. Damn, you can't slam, don't let me get fool on the man. The old dirty bastard is dirty and stinking. Ace on unique, rolling with the knife of the creeps. Niggas be rolling with the stash, ain't saying gas. Bite my style, I bite your motherfucker.
Yeah, loud, my style is wild, so book me. Not long is how long that this rhyme took me. Ejecting styles from my lethal weapon. My pen that rocks from here to Oregon. Here's more again, catch it like a psycho flashback. I love gats, rap was a gun, you wouldn't bust back. I come with shit, all types of shapes and sounds. And wherever I lounge is my stomping grounds. I give an order to my peeps across the water to go and snatch up props all around the border. And get far like a shooting star. Pursue our all, is living the life of Pablo Escobar. Point blank as I kick the square biz. There it is, a fuck.
Yo, chill with the feedback, black, we don't need that. It's 10 o'clock, ho, where the f*** you see that? Feeling mad hostile, ran out apostle. Throwing like Christ when I speaks the gospel. Stroll with the holy roll, then attack the globe with the buckets. Style the ruckus, 10 times 10 men committing mad sin. Turn the other cheek and I'll break your f*** chin. Slain boom bangs like African drums. Coming around the mountain when I come. Crazy flamboyant for the rap enjoyment. My clan increased like black unemployment. Another one dare, took a genius, take us the f*** out of here.
The woo is too slamming for these coke killer labels. So ain't had hit since I seen Aunt Mabel. Be doing all the sin like Cain did Abel. Now they money's getting stuck to the gum under the table. That's what you get when you misuse what I invent. Your empire falls and you lose every cent. But trying to blow up a scrub, now that thought is just as bright as a 20 watt light bulb. Should've pumped it when I rocked it. Niggas so stingy, they got short arms and deep pockets. This goes on in some companies with majors that scared to death to pump these. First of all, who's your A&R? A mountain climber who plays an electric guitar. But he don't know the meaning of dope when he's looking for a suit and tie rap that's cleaner than a bar soap. And I'm the dirtiest thing in sight. Matter of fact, bring out the girls and let's have a mud fight.
This is Tony the Tiger from Brethren, and you're listening to the idiots from Freedom 35.
Some classic hip hop there, classic Wu-Tang.
That's a big selection, Anders. I'm feeling it, man.
Wu-Tang, I think, is the one thing that I can't talk about. It's like, I said this the other day, it's like their little club. Like, I am not a massive Wu-Tang. I don't hate the Wu-Tang. I just don't know a massive amount about the Wu-Tang. Like the guy that did the thing with for the ghost dog and all that.
But I know what you're saying.
You know, it's like if you say something about it, or you're like, oh yeah, check out this Wu-Tang, and you could talk to someone that like is more or less obsessed by it. And I can't fuck with their little club. I don't really.
I know
find
what you're
them
saying.
A little bit like.
Well, it was all about being rugged and raw, like what you were saying about Pearl Jam earlier, sort of garage music, like not polished, dusty. That's what they were about with hip hop. It was all sort of crusty, homemade.
In terms of production stuff.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
How many members of, you know a bit about them, do you? How many members of Wu-Tang are there? There's lots.
Technically, I heard there's 200 odd.
How many can you name?
How many can I name?
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe 7, 8, how many can you name?
I feel a
tournament.
No,
going
I'll
on.
Do it straight away.
I could do like five.
Five.
Inspector Deck, RZA,
Jizza, Ghostface,
Method Man,
Raekwon.
Raekwon.
The Dutch Master Killer, one of my favourites.
See, I don't know that guy. See, I feel like I've missed out on your little thing, but I don't want to be like, yeah, I know about Wu-Tang. Someone come up to me and say, yeah, Dutch Master Killer, sick. I'll just be like,
okay.
Sorry, you're like, what's that? Is that a. You know, it's that hotel in Amsterdam. I mean, what are you saying?
I'm listening to Freedom 35 and it's a load of shit. Please don't put it on again.
News special.
Nice.
Operation Yew Tree Spectacular Edition.
Yeah, in the news, there's been a lot of paedophilia of late, like a lot of our classic heroes from back in the... Well, maybe not heroes, but Rolf Harris I used to look up to. Like
yeah. Well, I mean, you could hardly...
celebrity from the 80s, it seems, has turned out to be a massive nonce.
You could hardly have missed it, you know, it's all over every newspaper and
exactly.
everything.
Exactly, and it seems to be kicking off at the moment. Everyone's getting nicked for their noncery.
Well, good.
Exactly.
It's
well,
about time.
It seems like a good thing to me. But the question that has been raised on the lineup is if you personally had to be sexually abused by a celebrity of yesteryear, Who would you choose?
Oh.
And how would it go down?
Who would I get? Who, you know, like in we're talking like metaphorically, yeah. If I was going to get, metaphorically okay, yeah. nonced, I think, yeah, I know my answer. Yeah, if I was going to get nonced, then it would. There's only one man for me. There's only one man who I consider to be up to the job. And that is Jimmy Savile, Sir Jimmy Savile. I think if you're gonna get done, you might as well get done by the king.
And he is,
you know, the boss. So I'm one of those people.
Prolific.
Well, I mean, he seemed to be doing it like a boss, wearing a velour tracksuit, smoking a fucking massive cigarette on BBC One, just hanging around with his mate, the Yorkshire Ripper, and that. Just basically,
Travis,
not giving a shit. You know, he just rolled around like a boss, like a nonce boss, if you can have such a thing.
In an ideal world, if that's your thing, how would it go down? Give us a setting.
Well, probably not live on Jim Will Fix It. I think that would just be a bit. That would have brought
Jim,
it
please
on top.
Fix it for me.
Yeah, Jim.
Please fix it.
Please fix it for me. For you to stop now, because we're live, and I think my nan's watching.
Right, so I've taken a little different route. I've gone for celebrities of yesteryear, but I've gone a bit niche. I haven't gone for the full Savile experience. I'm going...
You let yourself down there, bro, I think. But anyway, go on.
Ideally, I'd like to be double-teamed. I'm going for Dave Benson-Phillips.
I had him in his little cheeky back face. Yeah. Go on, I'm there, go on. Yeah.
Dave Benson-Phillips and Chris Akabusi. Kind of
that's quite a double team.
Black paedophilia double team vibes. That's what I'm looking at.
A wooga.
And also, obviously, Dave Benson Phillips used to throw slime on people. So Chris Akabusi can a wooga me while Dave Benson Phillips throws the slime on me.
That says so much about you. It's weird how you talk shit with your mates on the thing and some weird shit comes out, innit?
Yeah.
You know, some like...
That was, yeah, that was enlightening.
It was enlightening, wasn't it? Interesting and enlightening.
I thought, Andy Peters.
Yeah.
Not going back so far, but I could see it and I reckon he would have a gentle touch.
I reckon he'd look after you, but
he would stroke you to sleep afterwards. Stroke you until you slept.
And I don't know. There's something about that guy. I could see it. Who do we think could be the next?
Who's next on the radar?
The next celebrity. The next celebrity sort of household name. Housewives favourite that turns out to be a horrible paedophile.
Well, we should just call it the celebrity paedar corner and just say who's blipping at the moment, who you think's like a
who's
strong
blipping?
Blip.
Yeah, it's like it's
all celebrities.
Yeah, the
at the moment, you've got to take your base position as that all of them are literally just banging kids all the time, you know, if you believe in newspapers.
So there'd be a lot of blips,
you know, who do you think's the strongest blip on the paedar?
On the pedo. Well, that's what made me think of Andy Peters, to be honest.
All right, so you're going with old AP. I don't know. I think he's like...
He's not old school enough, though, really. To be a classic front page of the Sun pedo these days, you need to be a bit old school, surely.
Like Roy Roach. Was his name Roy Roach? No,
who's
the
Roy
guy
Roach?
Out of... not
Bill Roach, you mean, out of Coronation Street.
He fucked 1,000 women. I'm not being funny. If you fuck 1,000 women... Law of averages says loads of them were 3 years old.
It's simple mathematics.
Yeah.
No, that's some complicated calculus.
Sure. Yeah,
some
I'm
weird
not sure on your
Kentish.
There.
That's Kentish calculus. And I don't think anyone in the real world actually uses that.
Right, so
you want a serious answer for me, so we'll look back and then we'll win a pound. Everyone puts a pound
in.
All right,
we're doing it a bit like a Deadpool, but the pedo pool.
Yeah.
Who's going to be the next? Yeah. Who's going to be the next front page pedo?
Hot on the pedo right now.
Have you got an answer, since I know mine?
It's shame, because some of the best have already been outed.
I don't. Let me have a little think about it.
Right, well, I'm saying, and this seems just obvious to me, Cliff Richard is the next one.
Oh, shit, I can't believe that never occurred to me.
Come on now, look at him, listen to his songs. Donny Osmond, there you go, there's my two selections. Donny Osmond or...
Well, I think I'm going to go for... Like, this guy doesn't even probably consider himself to be a pedo in any way, shape or form. I'm going to go for Gene Simmons out of Kiss, because I guarantee he was around the era. It was in America. That's, it's not like American girls didn't get the bush out straight away. They were like,
I was thinking Lemmy, he's blazingly Tate. I know, but he's super cool. That's why I didn't want to name him. But then Gene Simmons, it's the same thing. It's the groupie pedos are different to the Rolf Harris's and Jimmy Savile's of the world.
Right, so that was Libel Corner. What we're going to do now is I've prepared a list of 5 celebrities. I haven't. I was meant to. I'm just going to say them out loud. And what I want the boys to do is rate them. This is called the Pedophiles. And we're going to rate them from number 1.
Yes.
Yeah, model babysitter is obviously 1. David Beckham is probably number 1. Just safe bet. Up to number 5, obviously, Gary Glitter. And Gary Glitter in your kid's shitter. And that's the rating system.
So number 1, model babysitter. Number 5, Gary Glitter inside your child right now. Okay. So you've got the names of the...
Yeah, name of celebrity. So, and we
right, now let us make this very clear for any sort of stupid people. This is not, you know, this is not like the Opta stats of paedophilia. This is us just having a laugh, you know, rating people that probably aren't paedophiles. Right. So don't get it twisted.
Number 1, Matt LeBlanc.
Can you see
Matt LeBlanc? Wait, I'm 15 and three quarters.
Yes. I could see.
He must have had them lining up round the block. Do you know he only had like 40 quid in his pocket when he went for the thing. He had no money. He went to friends and then just got massive everlasting poon from that day on.
The danger of Matt LeBlanc, I think a lot of mothers would think, yeah, no, he's great. Yeah. He's Joey.
He could look after her. He's number 1 model babysitter. Yeah, but is he number 5 Gary Glitter in your kid's shit?
No, I'm I don't know. I'd go for a 3.5.
3.5. I'm going to go for just a straight 3.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I personally wouldn't hire Joey to babysit my kids.
Is that because of the terrible acting or because of the pedophiles?
Well, no, just the aging actor with a lot of money, probably done a lot of coke, lives on his own.
I would come out right
now.
I
kind of like him. I think he's probably a dude.
I'd love to go for a drink with him. Don't get me wrong, but I'm not saying he's a pedo. I just wouldn't hire him as a babysitter.
I'll go one step further on recording and say that guy, he's a good looking guy. Like, you know, if he wants to take me out for dinner, he can.
Can you take your kids?
Well, I ain't gay. Well, so
it's for you to discuss. It's not my kids that we're talking about today.
Well, you've got to have like an imaginary kids to make this thing work,
Yeah.
You've got a 15-year-old daughter that looks like basically seen Cape Fear.
He's peaking. The reason I picked him.
You've got to imagine that's your daughter. Are you going to let Joey...
So where would you rate him on the 1 to 5 scale?
At least a 4.
A 4?
Yeah. Serious.
Interesting.
Serious.
Okay, next right. Celeb.
Next up, you're going to like this one.
Talking to the fucking microphone, you know.
Tom Cruise.
5.
Just straight away, yeah. No deliberation, nothing.
Yeah, I'm going to go with 5 as well.
Yeah, right, that's decided. Tom Cruise is, beyond any doubt, a massive pedo. Number 3, Arsene Wenger.
I know the answer to this.
Are you just naming 5s?
Okay, so on the scale that you've created, Arsene Wenger comes in with a solid score, to be fair to him. His score is 11,643,978.
Wow.
On a scale of 1 to 5, that's how much of a definite 100% pedo. Nice. We're laughing about all that. It is funny, you know, laughing at Arsene Wenger. I'm a Tottenham supporter, it's easy for me. But at the end of the day, he should just give Maddie back. Because out of order now. It's not funny, you know. The joke's gone old now. It's out of order. Her parents look a bit screwing and everything. I know, she picked her up on a scouting mission. Scouting for young Spanish boys and that, but... You know, joke's worn old now, Arsene. Come on, give her back, mate.
What do you think, Anders?
Well, no, I called it a 5. Oh, right, it's a 5. Straight off, I mean, it's no...
I reckon we're going to get quite a lot of 5s in this game.
I know.
I'm trying to think of people who might not be pedos.
It's funny, because, like, even though, obviously, in real life, he's not a pedophile, but, like, people have, like, lightheartedly sung that he's a pedophile for, like, 12 years now. I've seen his face when he did it. He just goes...
Yeah, but
that's because he's got Maddie. Give her back, man.
I Martin Yole.
Martin Yole comes in at zero.
Yeah, I would actually let Martin Yole babysit my kids. He seems like a sound.
I'd let him look after them and just basically be a surrogate father.
I reckon he'd be cool.
He's a better man than me, and I will ever be. So the right thing to do for my kids is just let Martin take control, and that's it.
I can go one better. When I get married, I want my wife to walk down the aisle to the Champions League music. But when I have a baby one day, I want Martin Yole to deliver my baby.
I'd like Martin Yole to do the after baby commentary. Yes, we've had a nice day today. The boys worked hard.
Right, and last of all, have you answered Anders? Oh, you said zero.
Yeah, no, well, no, maybe. No, yeah, zero. Right, okay. I'd let him. I'd be happy. 1-0, okay. Wherever the lowest is.
Keith Lemon.
I think he's definitely
a bit shifty for a man to think of those sort of jokes, you know. You've got to at least
But is he actually sort of pedo?
Nah, probably
dodgy.
Not. That's why I'm going to give him a nice low score. I'm going to give him like a two.
I'm thinking one. Or
I agree with Sense. I'm not confident enough to say one.
Does it go to zero, the scale? Are we...
Well, number one is model
zero,
babysitter.
Zero is Martin Yole, who we've all established
model
would
babysitter,
let us...
Then I'm going two.
Yeah.
Well, like, not quite a Martin Yole, not a zero.
Look, if your daughter's 1 year old, then you can rate him really low. But if your daughter's 15, then he's a lot higher. That's what I'm saying.
That's true.
Right, so we all need to have metaphorical children in mind to do this.
Both
so my point, my salient point from earlier...
And a teenager.
Yeah, you've got a little boy and like a Juliette Lewis-style Cape Fear teenager.
A wanton teenager. That definitely rolls him up the scale.
All right, so let's all start with the same scale. Otherwise, it's just like, fuck, I've just got five...
Otherwise, it's just
kick
a stupid
him straight
feature
in the balls,
in a podcast.
You know? That's right, we're working out as we go.
Yeah. Okay, three.
I'm saying my child is 1 year old, and I'm completely happy with that. As a young child, Keith Lemon, I think it'd be funny. In fact, he could come round to babysit, and I wouldn't even go out. I'd just stay in and watch. It'd be amusing.
Yeah, anything but a nearly 16, I'd say sound.
Right, so what we're saying is basically all men are not to be trusted around 15 and three-quarter-year-old girls, because in a way, you're kind of a boss at the end of the day if you've got like millions of them queuing up.
As babysitters.
Right, so we need to all imagine we've got one of those Juliette Lewis's to make this segment work.
And you'd hire a foot.
And not only that, you need to have a baby. You need a small boy, you know, for the Gary Glitter style of pedo, and then you need the other one who's like probably not even massively, you know, not a proper pedo, but would definitely bang a 15-year-old. So it's still a pedo.
And then put this bit in at the beginning.
Nah.
Do we need to clarify that at the beginning?
No.
If anyone's really like going, yeah, this is definitely the way to do pedo
sections.
No, but
you're right. You wouldn't for a girl, an attractive teenage girl, you wouldn't hire a 20, 30-something-year-old man to be the babysitter unless it was family or a really close friend, surely. Like any celebrity.
Wait, what about this for a
question?
That's dodge.
You hire like an 18-year-old girl to babysit your kids,
yeah,
a 20-something
you
woman.
You ruin the whole concept.
Should we just have a little conversation about it while we're talking about it? It's interesting, like the sexual dynamics of the thing, because there's not really any such thing as a female paedophile.
There was that Southampton wrong'un, you remember, or Portsmouth or something, that woman who worked in a nursery and took all these photos of abusing kids.
Oh,
she was one of the
shit.
Most horrible paedophiles in the world. I think she did some shady shit herself.
Did she like, oh, shit.
I don't know, Lee.
I was about to name a horrible sexual act.
I don't know.
We have
details.
Some boundaries.
They're very, very rare, though, aren't they? What? Because mostly it's
imagine.
Like 15-year-old boys at school who are just like, I would definitely have banged my art teacher. You know what I mean? It's still the other way around. If you're 15-year-old
boys are pedos.
Well, you get the
occasional
teacher.
If you're a 15-year-old boy at school, do you remember, what's her name? With the big
Fisher.
Tits.
Yeah,
Miss Fisher.
Hell
she would have got the ting, bruv. Yeah, sure. Fist bump.
Was she a pedo?
I hope so just once, so that at least one of us got to fucking fulfil the fantasies of every kid that went through her class. She weren't very fit, but she had massive taters, bruv. Like, pow! We'll be right back.
Gonna get out of here. freedom.
Said it's freedom time now. Time to get free.
Freedom.
Oh, just jizzed in my little pants.
That's so good. Five's jingle is just so ridiculously good. It outclasses everything else.
It's cheating, really, isn't it? It's cheating. I don't even know if we'll let him enter the competition because obviously we'll just use this jingle anyway.
Is it a competition? Is it? I thought it was just a challenge. Is it a prize or is there a prize?
Well, just we'll make you famous, bitch.
We're just begging favours off all our mates. Like, we've got the new logo and everything. What we're doing is we don't want to pay for anything and we know a few people who make music and art and shit, so help us out, basically.
So, yeah, if you can think of any jingles, anything from little stings, anything.
Right, listen,
send it in.
What we're saying is there's some new shit that's cropping up on this podcast. We've got our mates to say some shit. You can pretty much say what you want. It's a comedy podcast. Like, if it's funny, we'll probably play it. Yeah. Thank you to Reborn. Much appreciated. Cheers, mate. Thanks for my brother. That's what you want. If you think, oh, I could do one of them, do it whatever, do it on your phone. As long as it's reasonable to play, then we will play it. But if you think you can mess with Fibe and do us like a theme tune or something.
Well, that's it. We're asking for anything from Reborns to Fibes. That's the whole spectrum, isn't it?
That's quite a wide spectrum.
Yeah, so anything you come up with, even designs, little graphics. What's the email address? freedom35project@gmail.com?
Yep.
Perfect. Okay, we're going straight into another tune. It's your selection, Lino.
My turn.
Thank you to everyone that did the things, by the way. Belgium crew, all the crew.
Yeah, big love, Brethren, Dirty D.
Dirty Dexter.
Tiger. Yeah. Well done, you did good. But if you think you can do better, then don't have it. Just do your own thing and we'll play it for you.
So
awesome selection, bro.
Yeah, man. Can't talk to me about selection. I said it before and I'll say it again. That was Portishead, Mr. Ons off the album Dummy, which we were just talking about. That goes straight in my top five. What we're going to do next, you might remember the hip-hop section from the radio. We chopped it out. We put it on the internet. We made a little video for you. And I'll be bullying Sense to do another one. And he's good at it. Do we have to apologise for doing poetry? I know poetry is a bit gay, but Sense is quite good at it, so...
Nah, fuck it. If you don't like poetry, just skip it now. I haven't really got a name for it. I'll tell you what, we could do some sort of competition, or maybe you boys could think of a good name for it.
I don't think it needs a name. It's just something.
Oh, this is Monday. Hi, this is a poem I wrote called. Okay, so.
Nice.
All right, okay, don't make me laugh, because if you make me laugh, it's not going to work. That's what I'm saying. This is a non comedy section. Right, so. It's another story about this girl from my ends. My world was in a mess and I was crying over spilt milk lying curled in my bed. And then she asked me if I remember when we first met. I said I tried to write it in a verse, but I can't seem to find the words yet. And I can see her behind perspex, scratching to get in. Face still perfect, I'm trapped and it's heavy. And I'm rapping for ready's getting fat in my belly and the Lord only knows if I'm actually ready. And she thinks that I think she never puts a foot wrong. But I think that she thinks I'm in it for a good song or a good time. Or I like her because she looks nice. I don't care if she sings, cleans floors or cooks rice. Because I'm not really in that shook guy routine. And somehow this girl, she was looking right through me, my beauty. Looking kind of fruity. Man, I feel connected, like she's tied to me. Right. No more gay shit. I'm done with that gayness. There's no more sitting around my drum feeling heinous. Because most girls would rip out your heart and just break it. The ones who can't or ain't got what it takes, they just fake it. Nah, bruv. She doesn't give a fuck about me. Yeah, we talk for hours, but it's nothing but breeze. I try and get her out my system. Think about something else, but... Now and then, she crops up in my dreams. And that's the way it is, and that's how I feel. So I play the anti-hero, lay low and let the tears go. That pussy, oh, weirdo, nothing, that's it. But usually I'm poker-faced and coming with tactics and I'm bluffing your matchsticks. Scratching your head like something just happened, but I ain't really sure so. All I know is I could feel her in my torso. And when she spoke, I understood her Morse code, so... What's the crack now? Well, your guess is as good as mine. I'm cotched up with a dog and a zoo and a bottle of wine. I'll probably find a million guys that all look her dead in the eye and tell her she's right, but I ain't never been shy. I'm different. Not one of the herd. Listen, I thought I meant something to her, but I could be wrong, man. It's been known to happen. And deep down, I really think she knows it matters. And she knows... We're surrounded by hoes and actors, and she knows that everything flows in chapters, and she knows that everything happens for a reason, and she knows she's the one thing that I actually believed in. And it's been a long time, and I can't see her like I've gone blind. I'm still stuck here in the right place at the wrong time. And that's our whole relationship wrapped up in one line. Maybe one time you'll find us on our backs in the sunshine. That's it, that's the end.
That was fucking good, bruv.
I still remember that. I was standing by the window. I remember when you did that on drum and bass, and I've got that set on my laptop, and that is my favourite one of your bars, so I was pleasantly surprised. I knew all of that poem, and I've always thought, I hate to say this to you, because I know you've got a big head anyway, if I could write something to a girl, it would be like that, basically. Which is a bit gay. My poems are gay.
Not exactly like that, because don't be biting my shit. I hate it when people cat in my start.
But no, we did a poetry corner, and...
That was deep.
A lot of comedy podcasts are rubbish, and a lot of poems are rubbish.
It weren't that funny, though. let's be real.
I wouldn't put it in the comedy category.
I've got bars, but it's not really that funny.
They were bars, though, bars.
Whatever. Chop out the show a little bit, innit?
Well...
I liked it. Thank you for that.
It was.
All right, you can check it out. I'm going to put it on YouTube and give it away at some point.
Should we do what we did with the hip hop corner? We'll make a little video and stick it on YouTube.
Yeah.
Should we put that on the blog? That on the blog as well.
Did I get it out all nice? Yeah, did I say all the words good?
I'll tell you what, then. Yep. We're going to give an exclusive Mr. Dust jungle mix away.
Yeah.
It's not really, drum and bass.
It's not jungle, it's not drum jungle.
It's like, 98 to 03 in, okay. In our heyday.
It's quite a specific genre. It is. I'll tell you what's
it's
interesting
Pressure
about
FM
it.
Days.
This is a free mix that we downloaded, that you can download off the new blog by Andy Dust. And the interesting thing about it, it's a very specific time. It's a time where drum and bass was making massive changes and like, everything was different, and a lot of people will say changes. That's where it died, and that's where, you know, oh, you know, we had all the nice, it was jungle, and then like jump up wasn't, you know, our jump up, not the new jump up, the old jump up, the Aphrodite, the old jump up. It was a right interesting time, and the interesting thing about it was we played all the records.
But this isn't a mix of classics. It's not. Oh,
we
some
don't want an
heads.
Anthem bash though. I mean, I haven't heard it yet, but I want to. I reckon your selection's on point, bro.
It's not so much anthem bash, but at the time we could play like an Aphrodite and Mickey Finn record and mix it with an Ed Rush and Optical record or digital RAM, and Spirit record with a RAM record, and it weren't a thing. It wasn't like it was weird or unusual. I thought everyone.
Nobody does that anymore, but I'm fully erect at the thought of that. But then saying that, Filth, you got to be up Filth. He's got ginger hair, but he plays selection like that. He don't care. He's just going, he might as well be playing 98 Rollers.
You've got to respect what you feel. You've got to play what you feel and what the dance floor's responding to. That's the essence of it, surely.
Bit of personality, isn't it? That's what we love.
Right, so we're going to give that away on the blog. Since, can we give that poem away on the blog as well?
As long as it came out nice.
It did. It came out, right. Came out
perfect.
Spot on.
So there you go. We've got some exclusive content for the blog. We wondered how it's going to launch that, and we kind of stumbled upon it. So thanks to Dust and Sense. Next, Anders, what is next? We're slick today. We got it all on a big telly. We're reading it off the thing, but I don't know where we are on the screen. Anders?
Since we're getting all sort of deep, we're going into the Smack Selector selection.
Shmididak. I can do now.
everything is slowly taking me apart. Gray would be the color if I had a heart. Come on, tell me.
It's a hell of a drug.
Check 1-2.
It's
under the
sound
of Freedom 35.
Yes,
Dex. Mad tune. Seriously, a love song to heroin. That's exactly
what
it is.
Yeah, it's a love song about heroin. Fucking hell, this guy, Trent Reznor. And now he's a boss. He's been clean for years now, I think. And he just basically just goes around bossing it.
Yeah.
He clearly loved that shit, though, you know?
He did. He fucking loved it.
It's nature of the beast, bruv.
So up next, we have competition time. And our competition is basically all about Boris Johnson.
Yes, right. Before we do that, I know we're going against the order that's on the telly. Shall we do a round-up of the last competition? Can I do that?
Yeah.
Right, so last time round, we had the boys from Different down. Absolutely smashed it. And Dexter was nice enough to give us a different T-shirt. So what we've got is we did a competition for the best giraffe fact. Now, you boys read the thing. Did you, before we do the winner, did you have a favourite giraffe fact? Or
I mentioned earlier.
We both think it's a sham. We both think it's a shambolic state of affairs.
Well, what was that old story? Do you remember who came up?
It was my brother that entered it. Big up my brother Marshall.
Is your brother?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, so saying it, like, you know, it's some Bird That Lino Knows.
It wasn't that Terry girl, no?
No, it wasn't Terry. It was Suzanne. Suzanne at one. Got to big up Suzanne. All right, darling. Hope you're all right.
Lino likes that. That's like somehow the T-shirt landed in her lap.
Yeah, but there was a fact.
Yeah, but the thing is,
Rome,
yeah, if the one that we, the fact that we actually think is the best is actually Lino's actual brother in real life. So it would have been shenanigans either way. But yeah, I think Marshall Common the best.
Yeah, and what was it? There was a senator in ancient Rome.
Yeah, in ancient Rome.
We'll tell them the winning fact. The winning fact was in certain states in America, I think Atlanta or somewhere, it is illegal to tie your giraffe to a lamppost.
Yeah, in ancient Rome, there was a senator who'd pissed off the powers that be, I imagine, really, really badly.
I don't know. It could have just been a slight, you know.
Slight
to his character.
So he ended up dying by one of the worst executions I have ever heard
of. Pretty bad. It's pretty bad.
Raped to death by a trained raping giraffe.
But then we've had another entry.
Oh, so peak. Ah, no, get off.
My friend Terry, I love her to pieces, but I don't think she really understands how competitions worked. Because when we'd announced the winner, she came with possibly the best giraffe fact out, better than the raping one, and that is...
Better than the raping one.
During foreplay, male giraffes will sometimes piss in the mouth of female giraffes.
How does that work?
Just
that's
some warmed up
acrobatic shit.
Just get them all warm, you know, juiced up and shit.
Well done, Terry. Great entry, but generally you have to enter before the closing date, darling.
Yeah, it's a bit late. It's not bad, though.
That's
a good one.
It's not as good as getting raped by a trained... How do you train a giraffe to rape? No, you're doing it wrong. No, that's it. Yeah, it's a good point.
That is bad. That is a bad execution. That's the way to go.
Right, so this month's competition... You can win. Now, this is an amazing prize. We've given away some cool prizes, but this is the best one. A signed picture of London Mayor Boris Johnson.
Bojo. Did I make Bojo up? I'm assuming I didn't. I thought of it the other day, yeah?
I don't think I've heard it before. I think you might be able to take credit for that one.
Don't know how much credit that actually is, but yeah.
But Bojo. An actual signed picture of London Mayor Boris Johnson. That is an impressive prize.
It's not bad.
And the question is...
Well, are we going to debate it first?
Well, yeah, we're going to enter the competition.
The question is the debate.
Boris Johnson.
The question is the debate.
Right.
Dude, drop the question.
The question is, Boris Johnson, what would be a more suitable job for that guy than London Mayor?
Okay.
What job could you see Boris doing?
What the fuck?
The first thing you did on this podcast was a massive burp into the mic.
I did a little comedy burp. I did a little comedy burp. I didn't just fucking unload my guts into the faces of my mates. Fucking dickhead. Do you want me to go first? Because I know my answer
for
once. I've done my homework on this.
Okay.
It seems obvious when you say it.
Mm-hmm.
I think the best job for Boris Johnson would be as a rape counsellor.
That's what I was going to say.
No way!
A trauma counsellor.
That is bullshit. I don't believe it.
Women have been through a traumatic experience.
Well, rape counsellor. Can you imagine? Just come in.
That's exactly my one. I don't believe it.
Oh, shit. Do you know... All right. Before, in the little quiet bit that we didn't record, in the dead times, I said, no one... They were like, oh, yeah, I've got mine. I know mine. I was like, I know mine. There's no fucking way it's going to be the same. And it was.
That's unbelievable.
You're the man, bro. That's why we do the freedom... It's a family thing. Big up, Andy, man. What's your shitty one? Weren't as good as ours.
You know he's got that weird haircut that Connor's... pokes out the edges.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought he could be a chimney sweep because you could push him up and down the chimney.
That's much better than your other one, you dickhead. Why did you even say the first one? Fuck's sake.
That's awesome, actually.
I'm glad. I should have just gone with that one, yeah?
That was a redeemer. Lino's Christ-like figure strolled through and saved the day. Well done.
Right, so if you want to win a signed picture of Bojo... What you need to do is, on the Facebook or the Twitter, so it's The Freedom 35 Project on Facebook or at F35 Project on Twitter, send us a more suitable job role for Boris Johnson. If you want to include reasons why, great. If you can't be fucked, I understand. I wouldn't bother either.
But something like a rape counsellor, the reasons why Boris would be perfect for that are obvious.
it's the best one. Right, so basically, we've picked the best one. You try. Maybe we haven't. Maybe there's a better one. I can't see there being much better than that, really.
I think, no, I'm not so sure because maybe I'm just being a bit thick here. Maybe I'm being a bit slow. If I'd been raped, I'm not sure I'd want to sit and tell Boris Johnson about it. I don't. I'm not sure.
You
I understand.
Don't understand the game.
No,
you
I don't understand.
Clearly
not.
But I've just let's. Man, you just don't understand the game, do you?
Apparently,
just
I don't.
Don't.
Man.
Just don't.
Well, let's
that's
see
the whole point.
Can come up with
he wouldn't
better.
Be very good at it. It's funny, you know. He'd be terrible. Boris Johnson wouldn't
he would
actually
be
a very.
The worst
do we have to spell this out for this motherfucker? What is going on here?
Sorry, everyone.
You're moaning at me for having a few beers on the last one. Fuck's sake.
So, you know what the competition is. Hopefully you understand it slightly better than I just did. Suzanne won the T-shirt. Thanks to Dexter for the different T-shirt. That's the competition section. We're going to play another tune.
And we've got some beats from Dynamic Syncopation.
Let's go.
That was slick, Anders.
I like to relax, man. Check it out. I got y'all fixed up. You said you wanted some brown. Here you go, man. Be long now.
Time, yeah, rowdy. Clash. Wait, you're talking battle blood? I'm like He-Man, I'm Adam on the mic, and I deliver like a deep pan. I'm quite deep, man, yeah, you need water wings. I make special MCs look ordinary. Get your words straight. I don't want to talk over the talk because I'm professional like that, motherfucker. Talking battle, brother, I'm like He-Man. I'm Adam on the mic and I deliver like a deep pan. I'm quite deep, man, yeah, you need water wings. I make special MCs look ordinary. Get your words straight before you talk to me. Saint Lullaby time, why'd I fall asleep? Your face is beetroot when I beat you. See for that? I don't even watch you, you're see-through. I understand you, R2-D2.
Could be the microphone, adjust your EQ. And it's not just you, I think most MCs are brass, ostrich style, with the head in the sand, yo. Now it's time for me to deal with Billy Big Balls and teach him a little about life and the pitfalls. Ain't big school, battle in the playground. I'm heavy in your bag on your Saturday paper round. That wage you down for like £3 an hour. They offered me the same job, but I thought, nah, allow it. At least you had a go though. And let's face it, you never keep up with me even if I go slow. I don't watch you, desperate housewives. Bark like a mad dog, you get left outside. Simple as that, brother. It's no long thing. I see weak MCs picking fights like Don King. If you're my adversary, mate, I'll have to beat ya. Take your fatness deep until the weight cracks your femurs. Get you all in pre-flop and I ain't bluffing either. Sick of educating, Rita, mate. I don't fucking need her. Check the boat, it's the face of a non-believer. Starving peeps get the rice, yo, Condoleezza. People said I went to jail, no, I've gone to Isha. Hooked up with Mother Nature, now you wanna meet her. So sick, I'm actually disabled. I wrap my life in fables, try and stab it in the navel till it stops kicking. After every sentence, the plot thickens. It's Freedom 35, mother lovers, and we just will not listen. Sense F35.
Sick. Right, yeah. So we got a poem and a hip hop corner in one podcast.
That was a freebie because this is a big tune.
Some little bonus bars.
Oh, we're feeling that. Right, so we'll stick that up on the internet. That's the YouTube one for you straight away. Sense smacked it. See, we're quite lucky in the fact that we are mildly comedic, it turns out. We're all right at this editing shit, and our mates made us awesome jingles and that. And Sense can do poems and bars. So we're just much better than everybody else, basically.
Multi talented.
Yeah, let's go. Right, awesome. Anders, what are you saying? What's up?
Next, we've got the Culture Vulture Sauna Corner, a name which is so
cool. I love that name. I don't think I'm ever going to write a better one.
You came up with it.
I know, yeah, but I didn't have a thing. I just thought of it.
It just came out.
I didn't have a plan of thinking of a cool name. It just came out. I'm never going to be able to do it better than that.
Nah, and that's where we review, traditionally books, but this time we're just going for all sorts of culture. I mean, it could
just
be anything.
Culture, man. Just
could
culture.
Be films, could be
it
TV.
It could even be the theatre.
A trip to the museum.
Yeah, anything like that.
Where you get bummed by Chris Akabusi and Dave Benson Phillips.
That's a museum, man.
Museum of Black DPs.
I think if you buy a certain travel card or Oyster card, you get in free. I can't confirm that's true.
Right, Anders, you're doing a TV thing, are you?
Yeah, this time I'm doing the BBC series, Loofah.
I think season four
has just finished on TV.
Everyone says it's amazing.
Well, I've only just started season one, but it is amazing. Apparently there was a Loofah book and it was just a one-off novel, but they got the writer in to write the TV series, and it carries on right from where the first book finishes.
Dude, that is the perfect thing. If you're writing a book, you want someone to come in and say, yeah, come on, 5 years later. That's the dream. The guy's like, as a writer, he is jackpot. That is jackpot, bro.
Yeah, and it's just a really clever take on the detective kind of crime series. But it's cast so well. Idris Elba is spot on in the main role.
Swear to God, that's key.
All the villains, all the characters, the casting is just perfect. It's written beautifully. It's the best, one of the best sort of, maybe not TV series, but definitely like detective, Touch of Frost style, 1 hour TV drama things
I'm going to say something that might even be controversial here, but BBC are smashing it down.
They do. They're class. They are class.
Two of my favourite things would my bit of Culture Vulture saw in the corner.
Oh, yeah, take it. What's yours?
Mine is also a BBC TV show. It's on BBC Two, and it's called Peaky Blinders.
Peaky Blinders.
I literally cannot say the words. I can't do any other impressions, but this one's not too bad.
You can't even do that one, bro.
It's not even that bad. Anyway, it's called Peaky Blinders. I can't do it not like straight now. It's called Peaky Blinders. And basically, it's dead interesting. It's set in between the war. Peaky Blinders were a gang in Birmingham operating. They did exist, as it happens. They faded out before 1900, realistically. But they sort of set it cleverly in between the wars.
It's like originally it was a Victorian thing, like Victorian
originally it was
crime,
like the 1800s. Yeah, they were a gang. They dressed really smart. When
I'm
they say gang,
like
they used
gangs
to just
in
fight.
New York.
Yeah, sort of. I think a lot of people are comparing the TV show that's just finished on BBC Two, Peaky Blinders, to Boardwalk Empire. It's sort of, I think, I haven't actually, that's another thing I need to watch, but apparently it's shot in a similar way.
And they updated it a bit to sort of 1920s.
Well, they've took some artistic license, and if you've got the boys, you know, running a criminal gang, and then you bring them back, you know, 8 months later or a year later from the Somme, gives you a load, you know, these guys have probably seen other things, you know, so it's set cleverly in the thing. They take artistic license. Winston Churchill pops up in it. It's got Sam Neill from Jurassic Park in it, but the guy, there's a guy called Cillian Murphy who's the main character in it, and like the casting is, he's amazing. The casting throughout the whole thing is brilliant. I thought it was kind of funny. I thought it was not funny, but like
it
was enjoyable. It's quite not cheesy, but like, you know, how Lock Stock, it was an interesting stylistic thing when it came out. His style is similar to that.
Oh, it's shot cleverly. It's like directed
cleverly. It's beautiful to look at. The music is a lot of Nick Cave and Bad Seeds.
That makes a massive difference.
And the casting is the key to the game. I can't remember the name of the woman that plays Polly, but she's brilliant. The casting's brilliant.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the whole series, and I was hoping they were going to do the thing where they do another series. I was just like, leave it open, whereas I watched The Fall. Now, that, like, at the end, you wanted a little bit of closure, because it was... But BBC Two have been smashing it. The Fall was amazing. This has been brilliant. Obviously, I need to watch Lufa. Boardwalk Empire's on the list.
Mm.
Shh, a lot going on. That's my part of the corner. I read some other shit. I've been reading like old carp fishing books and magazines. Not really of any interest to anyone.
So, Lena, you got a book for us?
Yeah, I do actually. Taking the culture vulture sauna corner back to its roots, which is book reviews. It's Gringo Soup by J.B. Aspinall. And the reason I borrowed it off my dad, and I told my dad what's one of the cool things about Game of Thrones is that it's every chapter is written through the eyes of a different person. And so my dad said, oh, you'd like this. It's a famous book written in that style. It's Gringo Soup by J.B. Aspinall, and it's absolutely shit. It's rubbish. It's about a group of middle-class, well-to-do people from various walks of life that go on holiday on, like, a tour of Mexico, basically. And every chapter is told by a different person from the trip, and it talks about the people that are on the trip with them, the things that they do each day. Each day is a different character. And I thought it seemed like an excuse for the author to show off and say, oh, look, I can pretend to be 10 different people in the way I write.
That's absolute what I was going to say. It sounds like a good idea, I thought. Like, when you describe the
great
concept,
idea.
It
if
sounds
anything,
good.
The concept is great, but the story is like, there's little subplots and little things that go on, but nothing actually happens in the story.
I've listened to Freedom 35. It's a load of shit. I don't like the music. Too much fucking noise. Bang, bang, bang. Duggity, 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 duggity. Chuggity, 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 chuggity. Ch-ch. Pa, pa, pa.
Right, next we're going to do 8 Things You Didn't Know About Your Penis. And I think it might be the last part. I think since I skipped one, we've only done 3 and we've done 2 each week. But when I was looking at the list this time, I think we're near the end. So we must have skipped one somewhere along the way.
I hope we're near the end. There's a fucking joke in there somewhere, but I just can't be bothered to... I cannot be bothered to find it. Right, let's do it. Can you put it up on the screen so I can read it for me?
Number 6 and 7. Today.
All right, so I'm sure you've all been... most of you are here this afternoon, evening or day with us to hear my fucking riveting 8 things about your penis section. Segment, whatever you want to call it.
Peace.
Today, Tool. Right, so today we're up to number 6. I'm just going to get through this because... You know, fuck, I'm getting so much shit for this. Right, number 6. There's more to your penis than meets the eye. Is this even funny? Okay.
I don't know.
Right, there's more to your... I'm just going to do it quickly. There's more to your penis than meets the eye. Hold tight, Reborn, yeah? There's more to your penis than meets the eye. Most guys would be proud to know that their penis is twice as long as they think it is, Cola says. That's because half the length of your ting is inside your body. Just like you don't see all of a big oak tree above the ground, you don't see the root of your ting tucked up inside your pelvis attached to your pubic bone.
But that doesn't count as length, surely.
Bruv, I'm just counting everything. Count everything. Right, now we're getting to number 7, which obviously I wasn't keen on doing this one. It sounds a bit gammy. Sounds a bit fucking rank. But we'll just do it.
I just read the headline.
But if it's funny, if you think it's funny, I'll just read it. I don't give a shit. Fuck it. Number 7, your penis is a habitat. It's a fucking, it's a whole ecosystem down there. Well, to be fair, like, probably like a muff. I'm trying to be a suitable politically correct. Fuck it, it's out the window, yeah? They're all habitats, ecosystems. Anyway, right. Number 7, penis is a habitat. The skin of your penis. I'm never going to get through this bullshit unless you fucking let me say it. The skin of your penis is home to a diverse community of bacteria. So's your bed, so's your tongue, so's your butthole. Lance Price, PhD at blah, blah, blah. Some dudes at the Translational Genomics Research Institute in Arizona used genetic tests to identify the bacteria found on the bell piece. Their study showed there were a total of 42 unique kinds of bacteria inhabiting the skin of the ting. We see that the human body is essentially an ecosystem, Price says. Yeah, yeah, I said that already. But uncircumcised and circumcised penises don't have the same variety and abundance of bacteria, the study showed. The researchers first analysed samples from the penises of 12 weird motherfuckers who were planning to get circumcised. Samples were taken and analysed again after the men got the chop. After circumcision, there were fewer kinds of bacteria on the men's penises. Many of the kinds of bacteria found to be less common or absent after circumcision were anaerobic, meaning that they don't need oxygen to grow. Is this as funny as you think it is? Yeah. I don't know. It's okay. Okay, so the inner the inner fold of the foreskin is a mucous membrane, like the inside of a person's eyelids. Price says that certain anaerobic bacteria thrive in that environment, but not on dry skin. So, always give it a good quick shifty with the towel when you get out of the shower. I liken it to clear-cutting a forest, Price says. You're going to get a lot more sunlight, and you're going to drastically change the environment. What's that like if you get circumcised?
Yeah.
Get a bit of light on it. Okay. The study was done in Uganda, and all of the men studied were Ugandan.
And therefore have massive penises, right?
Yeah, you'd imagine their dongs were like fucking high up on the average list.
Good for research.
I mean, that's a fact. That's not racist. Right. Lou, don't know if that's the girl off Kill Bill.
Lou sounds right.
Right, so anyway, Liu says that she would expect to see some variation in the kinds of bacteria found on men in other parts of the world. You probably get like Polish warts.
Probably.
Is that racist?
Yeah.
Why you just use them as a fucking
exactly.
Okay.
You mean just right, so Eastern Danish. European warts?
Danish. Whatever. Fuck's sake. Well, you can't say anything anymore, can you? It's fucking bullshit. Right, the researchers are less interested in surveying the penile bacteria of the world because they've probably got better shit to do. To
I
be fair.
Imagine they must.
No, no, it's not that. That's not the reason. It's because, I don't know why it is. The researchers are less interested in surveying the penile bacteria of the world than in understanding changes brought about by circumcision. That's probably because of the fucking stupid religious people. Anyway, their religion, their research could help explain why circumcision has been linked to a lower risk of getting HIV.
Well, that's interesting because I thought circumcision was only ever a religious thing. Is there ever?
No, of course you can. Yeah.
Well, I mean,
most of
it's a cultural thing in America, yeah, apparently. But I heard that was spread by Kellogg's, the guy who makes Kellogg's cereal. Was like a right religious nut in America, and he wrote this book.
A religious crunchy nut.
Oh, you just earned this cheddar. Well done, Lino. Good stuff, mate.
And he did
glad to see you still with us.
Nice. He published one of these papers in the 30s or 40s, which was just complete bollocks about how I think masturbation led to mental illness and all that kind of thing.
It does. I'm more schizophrenic now than ever.
And
Well, yeah, let's just ignore Lino. There's always one case that proves the rule, isn't it?
But that was what led to circumcision in America being like a standard thing. But other than that, it's just like a Jewish
circumcision
thing,
is a standard thing in America.
It's a Yeah,
what?
Yeah. But in the rest of the world, it's like it's a weird thing. I mean, it's
no one. No one has ever told me this.
Right. In that case, we're going to do that. We're going to jump.
Don't do that.
We're going to do next week's section right now because that's what this is. Read it.
All right, hang on one sec, because I just didn't know what all America. Because I think I think it's a thing. It's like a personal bugbear of mine. Because I think Jewish people, they make a joke of it, and like it's just a laugh. It doesn't really hurt the kid. And that you know they mutilate.
But it's a weird thing to do. You know, genitally genital mutilation. Yeah, it's a weird thing to do. Surely.
You can tell the answer.
All right, that's the thing that pisses me off, though.
There's no good reason, like...
It's disgusting, it's like, get a little baby, pull it out, and just like, yeah, well, the thing to do to get into this fruity little club is to fucking mutilate its genitals.
Exactly,
now.
Exactly.
It's one of the most horrible...
weird idea.
How can anyone say that that's acceptable in any way, shape, or form, ever? Yeah. And they make a joke of it, oh, you know, they cry more at their first haircut and all that.
And you're like,
fuck
so?
You.
What's the
fuck
point
are
in
you
mutilating
doing?
A baby's
you
genitals?
Fucking sick cunt. Right, number eight. Thank God. Thank, praise the Lord. Of cocks for getting me out of this horrific situation. I can make up my own gods. Right, number eight. Most men aren't circumcised. Worldwide, approximately 30% of the males aged 15 or over have had the chop, according to a 2007 report from the WHO. And UNAIDS. I don't know who these guys are, but that is like...
I know the word.
It's the United Nations AIDS crew, probably, I'd imagine, but they're called UNAIDS. Either that or they just bought their website a really, really long time ago. Anyway, the rates vary greatly depending on religion and nationality, the report states. Almost all Jewish and Muslim males in the world have circumcised penises, and together they account for almost 70% of all the circumcised males globally. But there's still only, you know, not that many of them. Thank fuck for that. Are we done now? Can I get out of here? Oh, the last bit.
You can probably... paraphrase.
The last bit of cock info for me. I just don't know if I can take it. It's fucking too much for me.
It's been a long segment, isn't it?
Jesus Christ. Yeah, it's longer than you'd imagine.
It's been long and hard for sense.
It's longer than it looks from certain angles. Right. Some research shows that there may be health benefits from circumcision. Listen, let me just make it clear. If it's a health reason, knock yourself out. If you're doing it to your baby... sort yourself out. For instance, circumcised men may be less likely to pass sexually transmitted diseases to their female partners or to develop penile cancer. End of my fucking section.
Right, round of applause.
Stop.
Round of applause. Well done, Sense. Thank you for that.
I feel
that
limp.
That went about 5 minutes past comedy, I think.
It was not funny from the first one.
It wasn't funny.
Just making Sense talk about cocks. It's got a limited lifespan, man.
It doesn't.
Fuck sake.
The problem is, we're always looking for new features. We've just exhausted a perfectly good feature. Right, we're going to play a tune, and I think it's my turn, so fuck you.
Look out for your cock, look after it, be nice to it, just give it some love every now and again. That's my advice. I don't know what the fuck that... just be nice to your thing, yeah? Look after yourself, look after your shit. Word, out to all my men out there, yeah?
Oh my gosh, you're locked into Freedom 35 right now. It's MC Dirty D in the place to be.
Freedom 35 Project, a few fellas talking a load of waffle with some shit music thrown in for good measures. It's a reason not to be cheerful.
Yes, Reboy.
Funny every time. Thanks, Reboy, brother.
Yeah, that's perfect. So that's pretty much been episode 4.
Is that another week done already, is it?
That is another week, another month, another
it's a month,
6 weeks.
Actually. Periodically.
Also, we're getting much better. The first one took us 4 months. We've done 3 things this month.
Yeah, well, yeah, the 5 firing. Is the magic number, is a nice little touch. That's our periodical.
Yes.
So you're doing that next, Anders?
Yeah, just 5 tunes I'm feeling.
Quite soon. I think we should do it quite soon.
Yeah, yeah, just 5 of my favourite tunes at the moment.
And
we'll
we've done one. You can get it on the old Podomatic, and you can just get it in all the usual places. If you go on the Facebook, it's out there.
The key is subscribe. If you're getting this through iTunes, subscribe. And
yeah, yeah, yeah. Hang on, wait. What the fuck is all this shit? You know, we've got like, we get hundreds of people listening to the thing. We're getting the top 30 on iTunes of comedy podcasts, and look on the followers, and we got fucking 2. I've got millions on the Facebook. How can I transfer those fucking numbers, man?
Yeah,
right, so what? Basically, what we're saying is we don't really understand how this thing works as of yet. We are learning along with you. You're all part of the process and part of the ride. Yeah. So if you can like, I know clicking like is for me is like a horrendous thing. I just don't do it. I tend to not do it. It makes me cringe and that. But if you can do it just for us, we'd appreciate it. We'll try not to make it too cringy and that.
But we
followers,
want feedback.
We
want feedback. Whether it's
we've got
whether
feedback
it's entrance
right from
to the
start.
Competition, whether it's some artwork,
we
whether
like
it's a 50, jingle, anything like that. Just
we had
get, 50 get in
giraffe
touch.
Facts, didn't we? Like 40 or
the
50
giraffe competition
facts.
Smashed
loads of people
it.
Wanted that t-shirt. It's not like a lack of people. It is more like I don't really know what the best way to go about this,
and this time
to get
got
involved
a bojo
this year. But
this
like, that's why we keep telling you, the Facebook, the Twitter, say hello. We're not sort of those people that will just completely just par you or anything. Even if we don't think it's funny, we'll just say, ha, 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 that's not really that funny, you can't come on.
So before we sign out, we got to talk about the booking. But before that, do you want to tell us about the competition just one more time, Anders, the bojo thing?
Well, this is a genuine signed photo of Boris Johnson. I mean, that's,
it is.
That's,
it's the real deal.
That's an item of memorabilia, surely. That's going to only increase in value. And all you have to do is come up with a better job for Boris Johnson than London Mayor.
That isn't a rape councillor.
Because that would be
or
perfect.
Or a
chimney sweep,
which is another good one.
Chim-chimmery-roo.
Chim-chim-chiroo.
Oh, is that it? Sorry.
I don't know, it could be. Chim-chimmery-chim-chim-chiroo.
Yeah.
That's how it goes. Don't fuck with me with bars, bro. Yeah. Like, yeah. I am the bars man.
We've had rapping, poetry, and now some singing as well. And some comedy, and some music. You can't fuck with that. You cannot fuck with that.
You can if you want via Facebook, Twitter, whatever you want. Like,
yeah,
we ain't even like
we don't
we're
care.
Not even really that hard. Come fuck with us.
Right. So the booking. Since make your excuses. Make your pathetic excuses right now.
All right. Listen. You know I was hyping up the booking in the 5 minute. The 5's a magic number thing. Well, it turns out. I'm a busy man, you know. I'm a man about town. I have things to do. It turns out I had already committed to do another show, the different birthday party. There's no way I'm getting out of it. They're my family tree, and they're also putting my album out. So, for that reason, I'm going to let these two loose on Ken, and I'm just going to step into the background on that one. So, anything that happens, what I'm saying now, it's a legal disclaimer that anything that actually happens on the night, it's nothing to do with me. I'm at a different party, so you two could just do whatever the fuck you
and
like.
And that's what we're going to do. It's standard Freedom 35 music policy, which is just whatever we fancy.
Let's go there and be idiots and talk about cocks.
I've been to Kent a few times. I'm probably allowed a cock talk, but let's not forget that the Clash is postponed rather than cancelled, boys, because I have a few tunes up my sleeve and like you are going to get it.
Okay, well one day we're gonna clash live.
What the fuck?
done a massive fart on the thing, you sick fucking
apparently farting on the podcast is not cool. What?
No, farting on the fucking sofa that I am sitting on is not cool, you fucking pagan.
It's comedic.
Sideways. That's fucking sideways crabbish movement. It's unnecessary. Dickhead.
How do you like them apples? Right, so the booking. The booking. 6th of December at the Rafters in Maidstone. I don't know where that is, so someone needs to tell me where I'm going before we get there. We're playing in the outside area, which Sense probably pointed out yesterday, probably correctly. We're playing in the smoking area.
I wasn't being horrible. What I'm saying is, nowadays, a lot of the fun, you know, it's fucked. The smoking area, the smoking band has fucked up all my music, hip-hop shows, drum and bass shows. You can't do an hour set if everyone's nipping out for a banger and a fucking smoke every 10, 15 minutes, you know? It's fucked up the whole thing. And while I'm at it, just don't do it. Just don't do it. Everybody, not everybody together. If I do it on my own, if I just pull out a banger in Ministry of Sound, like what I did before, I get dashed out. That is what happens. I've tested it and I've proved it, If everybody gets a banger out and says, no, brother, everything's cool here and there's no problems here, then we're all going to get away with this bullshit and we could, it's just, it will happen, but probably after we're dead. And I'm fucking, that annoys me. Let's just do it now. Let's just literally do it now. The smoking ban is fucking up not just your freedom of your life, it is fucking up your music. It is not the same no more. Jungle music's not the same. Drum bass music, it's not the same. Music shows are not the same. It's fucking with it. And everyone's just like, oh, you know, oh, well, what you can do about it? Just everyone smoke a banger. Even if you don't smoke a banger, go and stand with a person that's smoking a banger. Stop being a fucking pussy about it. I will do it. I'll be the first one. I will smoke. I'll get dashed out every time. But I ain't just doing it on my own. It's fucking bullshit. Everyone needs to do it. Otherwise, I'm pissing in the wind. Everyone's
it's a call
pissing
to arms.
In the wind.
No, I agree.
It's a call to arms, man. A call to buds.
Well, like a Freedom 35 call to buds.
Yeah, call to buds. Just fucking don't be stupid about it.
Right, we're starting that right now. We're starting a movement, a call to buds movement. Raves are worse since you can't go there and smoke a banger, and that's a fact.
Not just raves, but sets. It's even you can't even do a 1 hour set and get people rolling through an hour of music and a show because they can't do it.
Well, it becomes politics. Like you know, you're the headline act. If when you finish, everyone fucks off for a joint. It should be surely clubs, private clubs. It used to still be allowed, like the Groucho Club.
Is that like a kind of like a lock-in kind of thing where you can sniff lines of coke off the table and smoke bangers? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm saying that's to the discretion of the security.
It's called a boat party.
You don't need that. I don't necessarily want fucking naked brasses sniffing coke on tables.
I want to be able to smoke a banger in a drum and bass rave.
How fucking? I'm not asking for world peace. I'm just saying if we all did it. And, like, what are they going to do? Throw everybody out? They're going to throw 600 people out of the venue? No, they're not. They ain't got no wages. They're working for nothing, yeah? You don't realise your power. And, like, one person doing it is nothing. It's
one person's going to get everyone kicked out. Just, but 30, 40, 50, 100.
Yeah, they're going to kick out 100 of you. Even the people that don't smoke saying, no, mate, there's nothing going on here, bruv.
So what we're saying is, it's a call to buds. Freedom 35 says call to buds. Link arm with the next man and smoke a banger.
Coordinate.
Yeah, fuck it. You see me on stage, just pass me the thing, bruv. I'll make sure if they're going to throw you out, put you on, you come and see me, wherever it is, pass me the thing. If they're going to kick you out, they're kicking me out as well. And that's that. I'm with you.
I'm in. Count me in. Anders, are you in?
Hell yeah.
Right, call to buds. Right, so let's talk about the booking. Let's quickly do the lineup. We'll give you the links and then you can go and listen to something much better. December the 6th, the Rafters in Maidstone. It's called Master Plan. Big up Mastermind. Right, in the main room, Hip Step. Yeah!
What's going down in the Hip Step arena, man? Some fucking gay shit.
In the Hip Step dub, bass, drum and hop arena. DJ Crust. You don't need me to tell you about DJ Crust. Unknown Error. Obviously, representing Ram and Moving Shadow. Don't get much bigger than that. If you're into dubstep, you'll know all about Stenchman, who makes some absolutely disgusting... I don't really like dubstep.
Stinky.
I think it's shit. But obviously, Stenchman's tunes are absolutely rancid. So you got to be there for that. Spectrum Audio, which is my pal Jarrett and Mr. Mills. Hattricks, big up Simon, all the Soundwaves crew playing a ragga set. Cypher, who I don't know, fuck Cypher, and Dagstar.
He's such a hater. See that cipher, man. He could be like 14 for
isn't
you,
that Masterplan? Isn't that the guy, the promoter?
Nah, the guy, Mastermind.
Yeah, it's his mate. It's the guy that's promoting this, mate. Well done.
Yeah,
probably
yeah, well
is done.
Nice. Nicely done, yeah. And Dagstar doing hip hop with Foxy, Mastermind, and Rama Beats. Big up Rama, obviously big up Paul and Foxy as well.
No, Rama, I do know Foxy.
You do know Rama, he's the guy MCing before you at Pure Science, the young guy.
Okay.
It's terrible. I'm leaving that in, I don't care, it's staying in.
Right. All MCs are terrible, man. Don't take that personally.
Area 2, mixed genre. Bashdown. You got a big up Bashdown. I don't know much about you, brother. I tried to find you on the internet. You know your name is Bashdown, yeah? When Freedom 35 come round, Mashdown! Yeah, yeah, yeah!
Mashdown, Mashdown.
I didn't have that prepared, no. Got a freestyle rebuttal. And then us, yeah? 2 hours of us. So, I don't know about Anders, I'm going to play some Rage Against the Machine, and I'm not lying. I'm playing Rage Against the Machine.
Are we clashing, or are we just
we're going to save the clash for another day. We're going to back-to-back it, but we've got 2 hours.
I'd feel like if you two clashed, I would have really, really missed out, you know? I feel like if there's a clash going down, I need to be there. I can't get out of this. I'm going there, I would do that, but I can't.
I know. We're going to bring the selection.
Next time, though.
We're going to bring the selection. For real. We're going to bring Freedom 35 stars.
Yeah, we'll do it.
You will do the thing justice, I have no doubt. I'll do my adverts quickly.
Yeah.
Come see me at Genesis. It's a charity, it's cancer charity night, Genesis. Is it the 25th or the 26th? 25th.
This Friday.
Yes, this Friday coming up, the 25th. We've got to get this out quick. It's our area nightclub in Vauxhall, South West London. It's £10 to get in. It's going to be absolute madness. Then next, before the next one comes out, we've got Nurture Beats Party up in Brixton. We've got THTC Party also in Brixton. I'm going to Bricktown.
Is that the birthday thing?
It's 14th birthday. DJ Format.
Format. It's one of my favourite UK hip hop producers of all time.
Dude, you've got to come.
I'm there.
All right, sweet. And then it's going to be a different party. I will be there in spirit at the Freedom 35 thing, because I cannot leave it, but I can't get out of this. It's as simple as that. That's my fucking adverts, so man. Check out the jingle on LBC Radio. Big
and
up
the
DJ Lumo.
Advert, of course.
Yeah, what I do with the Vauxhall advert is just put it on repeat for a while.
I might play it at Masterplan.
Yeah, drop it.
What
drop
makes you
shit.
Think that I ain't going to play that in my clash?
Yeah, no. What do you think that I ain't?
Right, so Anders, tell us about the blog, do the links, and we'll leave you alone.
Well, the blog, we've got an exclusive set from me, drum and bass set, and we're going to put Sense's poem, a cappella poem, on the blog. And that's
right, so if you see the numbers on it, that's you, get involved, you know, get involved a little bit.
And basically, you can find everything on the Freedom 35 Project on Facebook, or at F35 Project on Twitter, and that will basically get you links to everything. But
if
you
put it in Google, apparently now, if you just put Freedom 35 in Google, we come top.
You ain't going to get Canadian comedy series.
No, it comes up, but like obviously we stole it off Trailer Park Boys, but yeah, I think we come up right near the top in Google now, so
and
we
cool.
kind of hijacked it.
Cool. So, well, if you specifically want to find stuff on the blog, it's WordPress. Is that, well, you could just Google it, WordPress, search for Freedom 35, and that will be us.
It's right. Kebab Man on the blower.
Let's go home. Everyone done? You got anything to add, Anders?
No, that's about it. We're
sensible.
Out.
Not really, mate. I had a good time. It's good fun.
Right. Remember, Operation Call to Buds. That's the key. I'm going
to Buds.
I'm premiering that at Masterplan. Catch me at the front with a bag of Buds. That's the start of it.
Mate. Catch him outside crying with like, no records. Like getting furiously frisked.
Unless you lot join in, that's what we're saying. Unless you lot join in, that's what happens.
If I ain't there and you let him get frisked, I will be coming back to see the Kent people. So look after my people, yeah?
Right, let's go home.
That's it.
See you later.
That is it. Bye.
Bye now.
Freedom. 35.
You're listening to Freedom 35, motherfucker. 35, motherfucker. 35, motherfucker.